This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Isn't it frustrating that senators and members of Congress and even the president, when they are sworn into office, they swear to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States, and then many of them, especially on the left, the Democrats, turn around and the first thing they do is they violate their oath of office. Now, maybe this is just a common sense question, but isn't that treason? I mean, shouldn't these people be arrested and charged with treason the minute they vote, let's say, to confiscate weapons of the American people in violation of what's clearly written in the Second Amendment? Isn't that treason to violate the Constitution? Especially when they're sworn to uphold the Constitution. And I think that we need a system in place where politicians who promise one thing and then turn around and violate it should actually be arrested. Because, you know, think about this. You can be arrested and charged with a felony crime for simply lying to the FBI. Just ask Martha Stewart. She was prosecuted and imprisoned, I think, for a year or so for lying to the federal government. How do you think they got Michael Flynn from the Trump administration for, quote, lying to the government, even though he didn't know he was being interrogated? They just walked in and had a casual conversation with him as a form of entrapment. They didn't tell him he was being interrogated or investigated, and then they just found some small inconsistency in something that he casually said, and they charged him with a felony crime. There you go. The government charges people for lying to the government. But then the people that run the government, these bureaucrats, they can lie to you and me all day long. They lie all the time. They lie on the campaign trail. They lie when they're swearing an oath to the Constitution. They're just lying. And then they lie after they get sworn in and start voting on bills. They're lying again because they vote against the things that they claimed they would support on the campaign trail. They're just liars. So why are their lies granted legal immunity when your lies, you know, citizens' lies, are criminalized? And the answer is because the government is a corrupt, failed system of justice. It's a two-tiered justice system. They have essential legal immunity against everything. I mean, look at Robert Mueller, look at James Comey, look at Hillary Clinton, look at all the crimes they carried out and how they lied and deceived and committed massive fraud. Robert Mueller, he kept innocent men in prison for years in order to protect a case that he had to boost his own career. These people are liars. These federal prosecutors are out of control. They're liars, and they're dangerous liars, and they commit fraud all the time, and they're never held to account. And politicians, you know, people who become members of the House or the Senate, they lie all the time. Is it a time that we held them accountable? Because I got to say, I think that most people agree with me on this point. We're all sick and tired of these so-called representatives going to Washington and then not representing us, just representing their own self-interest, their own greed, their own power, violating everything they ran on. I think we should start arresting those who violate their oath of office. And that would mean practically every Democrat should be arrested, because the very first thing they do is they just start violating the Constitution. Look, Democrats hate the Constitution. They don't believe in it. It's obvious at this point they don't believe in the First Amendment. Look how they're censoring all the free speech of conservatives. Look at how Google, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, all run by radical leftists, and they destroy the speech of conservatives and libertarians or Trump supporters, because they don't believe in free speech. And they certainly don't believe in the Second Amendment either. They hate guns. And they, you know, Google just announced they're banning AdSense, AdWords for all gun-related products. Just accessories like a red dot sight or a grip, you know, like a Glock grip, things like that, or a holster. They're just banning it all. The left doesn't believe in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment, and they don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in any of it. They they don't even deserve, frankly, to be part of this civil society. We should take all the leftists and just take their passports and say, hey, you either agree to be part of this country's constitution or you get to leave the country. Wouldn't that be cool? Just have a Navy flotilla of barges, ship them out to China, North Korea, Cuba. It's like, hey, if you don't want to be American, if you don't like the Constitution, you don't want to respect free speech and the Second Amendment, then why are you here? This is not your country. You should be gone. And by the way, we should arrest all your fake bureaucrat leaders and senators who claim to be Americans, but all they try to do is undermine America every day in office. They're traitors. They're committing treason against this country. All we would need is an attorney general willing to actually do his job, which of course Sessions is not willing to do. Or maybe, and this is just a fairy tale dream, but maybe some Constitution enforcers, a new kind of pro-Constitution police force that's above government, that's actually made up of we the people, from which government derives all its powers, by the way. Like, are we the people constitutional enforcer arrest squadron? It's starting to sound like science fiction, I know. It'll never happen, but wouldn't it be cool if they could run around the country and literally arrest senators who vote against the Second Amendment? And just arrest them and try them with treason and throw them in prison, which is where they belong. Or kick them out of the country, which is also where they belong. You see, because doing what we're doing now, which is nothing for the most part, I mean, the GOP is just a bunch of cowards. Most people are cowards. They just sit back and get steamrolled. And doing that is just going to get you, you know, your country will be stolen from you. It's already halfway there. Your culture will be stolen. Your liberties will be stolen. You wake up and find yourself enslaved by a tyranny because you didn't take action. You didn't stand up and fight for your liberties. And that's what's happening in America today. We've got too many weak-willed people just sitting back. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to go against the system. They're afraid to speak out. They don't want to be criticized by anybody. So they just sit back and try to ride it out while they're losing everything they value, their future, their liberties, their right to speak. Their YouTube channels are getting shut down by the hour. And they still don't realize that you better stand up and fight for liberty or you're going to lose everything. So that's my message today, really, is the only way we're going to win in our battle for liberty is we're going to have to vote these false bureaucrats out of office. You're going to have to vote against the Democrats. You're going to have to vote against the establishment. Vote for anti-establishment candidates, like Trump, for example. Why do you think they've been attacking him so much, so severely? Because he's an anti-establishment candidate. Or like former Minnesota Governor Ventura. He was an outsider. That's why they attacked him. Both the GOP and the Democrats attacked him. You got to vote against the establishment at every opportunity and be ready. Be ready for the collapse of this system because it is coming one day with a financial collapse and a cultural collapse and probably an ecological collapse on top of that too. There's a lot that's coming one day, and the more prepared you are to survive it, the better chance you have of helping to rebuild a more just society on the other side of that. So be ready for anything. In the meantime, check out my website, collapse.news. I've also got treason.news if you want to read about the latest acts of treason by Obama, the Clintons, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and other treasonous traitors to this country who should all be arrested, prosecuted, and put behind bars. Obama is a treasonous traitor. He gave Iran hundreds of billions of dollars in cash, gold, access to money, plus nuclear weapons technology and nuclear fuel. He is an absolute traitor to America. And he gave away America's military secrets, which I've covered in other podcasts. He's a criminal running loose still across America. And it seems like half the country, the left, is still convinced that he's some kind of a hero, which just tells you how dangerous leftists are because they're totally delusional. They have no knowledge of facts or reality. They have no, they're not in touch whatsoever with the reality of what is happening in their own country. They just believe all the delusions and fairy tales, which makes them dangerous, as we've seen throughout the history of, you know, communism and Marxism. They're all dangerous. And someday, we're probably going to have to fight them in a civil war. We'll see what happens. I've also got a website, civilwar.news. Check that out to get the latest news on the upcoming civil war that looks likely to break out sooner or later. Maybe we can stop it by just throwing all these bureaucrats in prison and actually prosecuting treason for a change. That would be a great starting point. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.